Item six is the annual Private Forest Division monitoring update.
Right.
And just for the rest of the board members, these were together and we made staff go do a lot of work to break them apart. Now we inadvertently have stuck them back together.
Okay, well, and I'm, this is going to be very short. And I realized I walked up without my notes, so you get to see me winging it, but I think we'll be just fine. Oh, he doesn't trust me. So it's still me. And we'll move, go from there. So outline, please. Thank you. We are going to talk about the monitoring unit overall to cap things off, kind of in reverse order. We'll start off with discussing implementation monitoring, a recap of the voluntary measures project. And we're not going to talk to you about compliance audit anymore because we just did. Next, we'll talk about our effectiveness monitoring work, which includes the Ripstream project and the Trask Paired Watershed Study. And again, we're not going to go into Eastern Oregon Siskiyou because we just did. Then we'll discuss the monitoring strategy and wrap up with upcoming monitoring work. So you just heard about compliance audit. This was the last thing. Again, this is a recap over our year because we missed you in September when fire things got hot. So in last June, we presented the voluntary measures project to you. Its objectives were to assess implementation of voluntary projects most frequently conducted by forest landowners, tell success stories of voluntary restoration measures implemented on forest lands, and to identify barriers to implementation and reporting. We presented final reports of completed analyses of voluntary measure projects reported to OWEB through their ORE database and a survey of forest landowners. This was a great collaboration with OFRI. And that is it for the implementation part. I'll turn it over to Terry now.
Thank you, Margan, and I'm glad she gave me my notes back. The objective of Ripstream was to evaluate the effectiveness of FPA rules in state forest management at protecting stream temperatures, promoting riparian desired future conditions, and large wood recruitment. Accomplishments over the past year include publishing the numeric criterion paper by Jeremy Groom et al., and this material was presented to the board in 2011. Dr. Meliason with State Forests started the modeling work for the large wood analysis. We started scoping the desired future conditions analysis. And we completed a rough draft paper about the science and policy in the riparian rule analysis. This chart represents progress of the various Ripstream products. Along the x-axis are the analyses, and the y-axis represents the progress of each analysis, ranging from data collection through analysis to completing a report. Analyses and associated reports are completed for six products represented by the leftmost bars on the chart. And these include pre-harvest conditions, protecting cold water criterion, numeric criterion, stream temperature for years 1 to 2 post-harvest, large wood recruitment case study, and the downstream physics-based paper. Three analyses are written up and either recently submitted or soon to be submitted, including the post-5 shade and temperature, which is in review, the downstream biology, and the temperature shade prediction. So those three are in review. And then, as I mentioned a moment ago, two papers are in the early stages of scoping / analysis, and that's the desired future condition and the large wood recruitment. ODF is a participant in the Trask Paired Watershed Study about which you heard at your January meeting. Our role is to provide some of the labor for data collection and sample analysis and funding of the project. Otherwise, we have been more of an advisory role. In 2017, Arizmendi published a study supported by ODF of road-related sediment in streams. The results indicate minimal increases in sediment, suspended sediment, and turbidity following road improvements, hauling, and forest harvest. There are numerous other analyses in progress for the Trask study. The monitoring strategy is needed to guide the monitoring unit's work by prioritizing projects in order to have an effective and efficient monitoring program. The strategy's objectives are to develop a prioritized list of high-quality monitoring questions, be an inclusive, transparent process for developing the strategy, and have a strategy integrated with enterprise monitoring by working with our partner agencies. You approved this strategy in November of 2016. Unit personnel also represented the department on the Interagency Water Monitoring Group STREAM team. We gave three presentations at the 2016 National Society of American Foresters on process for developing the SSBT rule, the study of voluntary measures implemented to support the Oregon Plan for Salmon and Watersheds, and development of the monitoring strategy. We also supported outreach and education efforts associated with the implementation of the new SSBT rules, and as well as supporting the fire division by participating in agency fire team assignments and general fire program support during the 2017 fire season. And finally, we provided some support to Committee for Family Forest Lands and the three Regional Forest Practices Committees. Regarding upcoming work of the monitoring unit, we are mostly staffed back up with the recent hire of two monitoring specialists. We have them sitting over here, Adam Coble and Ariel Cowan. Give everyone a wave. Thank you. And glad to have their good help on board. We did lose our forest management technician, John Lane, who started a stewardship forester position down in Coos, and we're in the process of filling that position. It's actually part of our strategy to infiltrate the field with monitoring folks, but I didn't say that on the record. For the Eastern Oregon Area Siskiyou Project, we completed analysis for the scoping phase that you discussed and decided on earlier today. For Ripstream, we will continue the large wood and desired future conditions analysis with three additional analyses to be submitted over the next year. And for the compliance audit, we will complete the 2017 data collection, which culminates the current contract, and develop both an annual report and a report assessing findings over the five-year span of this contract. We are additionally creating an outreach and education plan for the compliance audit, and we'll do reforestation for the next phase of the compliance audit, as we just discussed. Any questions?
Yes. I've got one that's going to both look forward on the compliance audit relative to the new measures, and then feel free to comment on what you did last year as well. But the question is, do you have a target percentage number of timber activities that you're hoping to cover with compliance audits? So you looked at 100 sites, what percentage of all harvest activities is that, and do you have a target for that?
We don't have a target number of sites we try to visit. What we're trying to do is assess a compliance rate with a certain level of certainty. So we don't have...
And what percentage you have to look at in order to have that certainty?
We have not begun the calculations on the sample size at this point. We have only done the sampling we're going to be doing is different than what stewardship foresters are going to be doing. I mean, in the sense of how they choose where to do reforestation checks. We're going to be looking across the landscape. So I guess I'll just suffice it to say we don't have our sampling procedure yet. We just know at the end of the day we want to have a certain level of certainty that is a good number.
How are you going to determine whether you've got that certainty if you're not doing it as a percentage of sales?
We'll have to ultimately make an estimate of what we think the variance is going to be.
And we do have that very old compliance study we did a number of years back.
That's true. We can get an estimate of the variance from our previous work.
Certainly, if you're going to want to have statistically valid results, you're going to have a good upfront protocol design.
Of course.
When we had that in the ones we've been reporting on, Jeremy, look at that. And originally we started at a 200 site sample. And then, we're being budget constrained. So,
and I guess that was kind of what I was getting. Are we doing as much as we've got money to do, or are we doing what we think is necessary in order to reach conclusion?
I think it's a little early in the project. We have literally just identified the theme of the topic, and we're going to go out and test a field protocol, and we have not designed our sample procedure yet. So,
okay. I was talking retrospectively back to the design of the one
last
we've completed.
I was going both directions.
Right,
so
they've just started with the beginning of the new direction.
That's correct. We'd be happy to report back on the sample design in September when it is completed, if you are curious to know about that.
Yes, I am curious to know about that.
And perhaps that might be something we would discuss with you,
okay,
Cindy.
Yeah, no, I understand we're under financial constraints. And so my question was, are we doing as much as we can afford, or are we doing as much as we have predetermined is necessary in order to reach statistically valid conclusions? And
it's
I don't know.
Early to say yet.
Okay.
So I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. And when I look at this slide on Ripstream products progress to date, with six peer-reviewed publications out of the tiny shop that you have, and three more in review, that is unbelievably impressive. You mentioned the three presentations in 2016 at the SAF, and I have been just really impressed by getting out there at the Society of American Foresters, which is our professional society. And I know you have a history of presenting because you've presented another one. I just want to say how proud I am of this monitoring shop. I don't think there's a better one in state government.
Thank you. But I do want to give a shout out as well and recognize that it's not just names from Oregon Department of Forestry up there. This is through collaborations with Oregon State University, Weyerhaeuser Company, private contractors. But thank you. Yeah, it's definitely not just our names up there. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your participation in a large percentage of our meeting today. it's all been really great information and also great work behind it, which got us to the decision we made earlier today on the Siskiyou and Eastern Plains.
As I was telling Liz Dent, enough about you. What about me?
Liz is back there happy. She's
meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.